My name is Kiefer Jackson Mitchell, Sr., and the Supreme Court decision came down in the spring of 1954, and in September I integrated Winds Falls Junior High School because my parents felt it had a better art department that would enhance my artistic interest. And I was beaten up by a group of neighborhood toughs because of my presence in the neighborhood, and essentially isolated by the neighbors who resented my presence. My father had to walk a one-man picket line in front of the school with a sign, "I am an American too," because of the hostility of the neighbors directed at me for coming to that school. Little did I realize that the same intolerance has not gone away. 2 weeks ago, my 16-year-old grandson was playing basketball in the neighborhood where I live, backyard.
Which neighborhood is it?
Guilford. And intolerant neighbors called anonymously 911 to report him as an adult black male playing basketball in the backyard.
I mean, there was a basketball hoop, right?
Yes.
But they were surprised to see somebody playing basketball.
A black or African American playing basketball, because very few African Americans live in this neighborhood. And so the police came and approached my grandson and my other grandson who was playing with him. And then, of course, I went out to see what the commotion was about. And they explained that they had to respond when anonymous calls to 911 come in from the neighbors.
So we've got a ways to go, then.
We have a long way to go. My grandchildren reported that the police, when they came as a matter of routine, had their hands on their holsters that carried the guns but didn't actually pull them out. But my grandchildren were in harm's way because of that ongoing racist attitude, because an accident could have happened.